It's our Tua. It's our Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's our Tua. It's our Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Seems can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Our Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of
to the program, ladies and gentlemen.
You know what I did like from yesterday?
What's that?
Tua wasn't even close to getting hit.
Nope. No, I thought that looked good. It was a good, I mean, like, look, if you're going to give him one drive, getting that many plays is definitely a good thing, right?
As a man, wait, you know what's amazing? And credit to the offense for a team that was designed on explosiveness.
Yep.
To have that drive where they methodically moved the ball down the field with not a whole lot of mistakes means that offensively they're getting there. Because that's hard to do. There's a rule on defense. If you can get a team to have 10 or more plays on a drive, they'll screw it up before you will.
Well, the Dolphins yesterday, they played to a 24-24 tie. Let's get to...
Sounds funny. I played in a tie in college, and it sucked. No overtime.
Let's get to our headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Doral VW just broke the rules of gravity. Prices are falling so fast, we're checking for a crater. Volkswagen price like they lost their minds. Doral VW, buckle up. No one sells for less. No one. The Miami Dolphins also, we got apologies. Apologies all around for the Friday practice. Terrell Dodson and Jordan Brooks for their little in-fight scuffle. They're good. Everybody's good.
Yeah, that's they're football, good. Man. Like, sports is the only thing in life where you can get in a fist fight with a guy and go have a beer with him afterwards or go eat dinner. I've done it. We squash it, get over it, have some fun because you're on the same team. It's a little bit different now because people are very, very, very petty now.
Yeah, people can hold a grudge. They squashed it in the locker room.
Hold on.
What?
If both parties that are involved in a skirmish get a shot off that's equal, and then you squash the beef, everybody's cool because everybody got it.
Nobody could take the loss or nobody could take the win.
But we know, Leroy, we know if somebody got manhandled or got the better of the other opponent, that other opponent's not getting that. Yeah, that
no,
they might squash
dude,
it. They may
no,
squash it. But
I'm telling you, they squash it.
A la Bobby Portis, Miritich.
Yeah. It's just a practice fight. You ain't even think about who win or lose. It's just a fight.
But the rest of the team know who won that
no,
fight.
No, they don't. Mm-hmm. No, they don't think like that.
Draymond Green punched Jordan Poole to the Wizards.
And I'm telling you, those players remember, they when they make fun, they crack jokes. Hey, boy, JP, you better not let me get Draymond. And then all of a sudden, it's and he's like there mean mugging and upset. Yeah, yeah.
Basketball's a little bit different because in a lot of cases, you faking tough. You ain't really coming to blows. But in football, a fight just break out and you just deal with it, right? Sometimes it's like, man, I'm sorry, I'm tired, cranky, coach on me. No problem, man. We got it, right? And I was probably more feisty than anybody, but I didn't get in a whole bunch of fights. You know what I mean? And I tell you all the time. Like Marco sent that thing about John Randall. the podcast. Did y'all see it? Did you see it?
Oh, I saw it. Yeah. He's disgusting.
And I replied, what part of what I would tell you about John Randall would lead you to believe this is not possible? Right? But guess what? He was being consistent with who he was. And if I have a problem with John Randall, that's a Leroy problem. That ain't a John Randall problem. And so you got to, you know, even though you might get into fights or shoving matches or whatever, I understood that. I was good with that. But yeah, you're going to get into fights. You're going to, because here's what happens. A lot of times your coach will yell at you if something don't go right because they're trying to get you in the right position. But you might have a deal or you might talk something out with one of your players on the team and say, look, I know we're supposed to do it this way, but if I'm guarding, say so on defense, if I'm attached to this guy, just let me stay with him and you just go get my guy, right? Because switching it leaves two guys open. It's just a common sense thing, a big boy football play or decision or whatever, all in the context of getting it done. What if your guy don't follow up? Then you get yelled at because that's your guy, and you looking at him is like, yo, man, what's up? Right?
Well, I guess
then y'all get into it.
Yeah, and I guess what Teron Armstead, who, I mean, this guy has no hobby.
Is he a coach?
I mean, I thought the same thing. I'm like, what? So Teron Armstead went to the joint practice. He's got his podcast that he's doing now, but he explained that the Bears were taking liberties on some of their hits on defense, and that Jordan Brooks, he didn't take too kindly to that, and so he wanted the Dolphins' defense to get in on the Bears' offense a little bit more, and so Dodson didn't give enough of a hit, and he's like, you know, hey, let's pick it up a little bit, and one thing led to another, and you know,
and guess what, you know what that is? That's leading your team, because guess what? If that was a UD situation and somebody push your star and UD ain't on the court and nobody go and defend their guy, UD going to have some words with him, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's right. So that's setting the tone. Setting the tone, not letting your team get pushed around. And that physicality got to start somewhere. So I 100% agree with what happened, right? And then after it's all said and done, they can have a conversation and move forward. Right? That's it.
Did you like
look, we got a standard here. We're trying to do things a certain way. We can't let our guys on the other side of the ball get punked and we don't do nothing.
Well, that's what everybody was saying. Like all people, boots on the ground. Omar Kelly, we had him on Game Day Uncensored yesterday. And he was saying he felt like the Dolphins got jumped basically by the Bears. The Bears were taking liberties. And Tua had one of his worst practices ever.
Because the receivers were getting pushed around.
The receivers were getting pushed around. Little extra stuff on Jalen Waddle, which they said he got hurt. Reason why he didn't play yesterday. Mm-hmm. And, you know, but, you know, I don't know what, for the Dolphins standpoint, it's tough because it's like you can't whine about it. You're already looked upon as the soft team.
You got to reply pressure. That's all. And that's why there's going to be guys on the team that are going to lead you down that path. Now, I will say this. When you think about Ben Johnson, right, and you think about where he came from, and you think about the matter in which they did business.
Yep.
That's the first thing he's coming over there with. Biting ankles, what? Biting kneecaps.
Biting kneecaps.
He's coming with that same attitude. So you best believe that once everybody has deemed your team to be soft, the only way you're going to get out of it is having a lot of street fights to let them know you're not tough. That's the only way it's going to happen. And so you're going to have to be the aggressor at times. You're going to have to be the bullies at times so people don't come in there thinking they can push you around. Now, again, goal line short yardage was not good yesterday. And that is the ultimate test of masculinity, right? 22 guys within 5 yards of the line of scrimmage.
Right. And that's the thing is, like, I don't think you can get back at a team that if you feel like they took liberties in a practice, I don't really feel like the first preseason game is the environment to get back at anybody because you're going to play a series.
No, you do it at practice though.
Yeah, but they're not going to practice. They're not practicing again. Who are they going to get their get back on? The Lions this week?
This was happening. And what I'm saying is this was happening in practice.
Yeah.
Jordan Brooks called it out because he saw it happening to his offense. He was like, yo, you see how they bringing it over there? We got to hit them that way. Right? So that's going to take a while until that message is clear. And if it means that Jordan Brooks got to fight everybody on defense, if he is the leader, what needs to be done, needs to be done. But you ain't going to get tougher letting yourself get punked. You're not going to get tougher getting pushed around. So, and guess what? Every team is looking at the Dolphins thinking,
You're soft.
Just push them around.
So you think that Mike McDaniel's got to go there and he's got to slap Dan Campbell right in the face when he gets to practice this week.
That is the ultimate, by the way,
to be clear, and I'm going to say this, Mike McDaniel doesn't have anything to do with this.
He's got to snuff Dan Campbell.
People think he does. People think that's a reflection of him.
It is, but I would tell you that the players understand the physicality of football. The players understand when you getting pushed around, right? And you make that announcement to the rest of the guys on your side of the ball that say, hey, enough is enough. And that is going to change it. Mike McDaniel could make some changes with, you know, the play calling and situational stuff or whatever. But the mindset and the attitude has to come from the players who are tired of getting punked.
I don't want anything getting proven in the preseason, though. I want everybody safe.
When you going to prove it?
What about
in the regular season?
I don't want it proven now.
Nothing has to be proven right now.
Hey, Vlad, let me tell you why you can't do it in practice.
Joint practice. Right?
I'm going to tell you why.
Why not?
Because you ask a running back or wide receiver, what is the biggest insult that a guy could do to you after you get tackled? The mush and walking over you, right?
Yeah, that's disrespectful.
Right. And a lot of times they'll do that because they think you ain't got nothing to come back with. Oh, you soft. What you gonna do?
That's what I'm saying.
You gotta set the tone now.
Absolutely.
Otherwise, every team you play is going to try to push you around.
This is why I respected the way they played yesterday. We all know the game plan was generic and bland, there was a mindset of, like, we're not about to get punked by these guys.
Right.
I did see plenty of linemen get bowled over, and Quinn Ewers giving up a fumble.
It's not
like the Dolphins played the manliest game in the world yesterday.
You're going to get bowled over, but you just can't let them bowl you over and then, like, talk trash to you and, like, do that.
Don't take single plays and make it the whole message, right? So if I'm Mike McDaniel, when we go watch film today or whenever or tomorrow, whenever they watch film, I'm going to take 20 of the most physical plays on both sides of the ball, special teams. And then I'm going to say, this game, I want this to be 30. This game, I want it to be 35.
Okay, but the counterpoint to that would be the Bears didn't play their starters. So, like, you're not really proving anything. You didn't play anybody! Anybody who whooped your ass wasn't there!
What I mean, you got pushed around by second stringers?
That's the point!
Stop it. Come on, Tobin.
What do you mean? Like, what have you gotten proven? Nothing got proven yesterday.
Okay, so
you're not proving nothing to them. You're proving something to how you're going to do business from now moving forward.
You got to let the league know, Tobin. Listen, you know what I want this week, Tobin? I want, if there's a fight between the Lions and the Dolphins, I want both coaches to go break it up, and I want Mike McDaniel to jump on Dan Campbell's back and put him in a rear naked choke.
He's going to get spiked into the ground.
A rear naked chokehold. I want he could get spiked to the ground, but at least his team will see, holy crap, even our coach is fighting. Come on. That's not going to
Well,
I'd rather that than
Before it gets to the coach,
somebody.
Before it gets to the coach, you got to get through everybody on the team. That's the responsibility of other players.
Could you imagine Dan Campbell getting choked out by Mike McDaniel?
I think what Mike McDaniel needs to do is be like, he needs to go, Weave, go get him.
No, come on.
He needs a champion like Game of Thrones.
Nah, Mike McDaniel got to get knocked out. No, I mean, if he's got to fight, I'm just saying, he's got to get knocked out. But if I'm going to believe you, if you're supposed to lead me, I got to see you. See you get in the fire as well.
He's going to get hammer-fisted into the turf.
I don't care. I respected him for getting into the skirmish last week, even though Teron Armstead had to be there. But I respected that.
Why doesn't Teron Armstead have a hobby by now?
Because you know what's happening? This guy's probably feeling the best he's felt in over the last 7 years of his life. He still wants to be involved without being physically involved. I'm going to tell you right now. Don't be shocked in another year you hit Teron Armstead wants to make a comeback.
Oh my goodness. He needs to go have a frozen drink somewhere and just relax.
But come on, can't you see it, bro? Can't you see Mike McDaniel like he starts knowing?
I could see it ending very badly for Mike McDaniel. If you're asking how do I think it goes where he fights Dan Campbell?
Be Jeff Van Gundy versus Alonzo Mourning, or
Benny
he could
said
actually choke him out.
Sometimes you lose a fight, but you gain respect.
That's what I'm saying.
He's not gonna gain respect fighting Dan Campbell.
Damn, what?
He's not going to get
Dude. Well, wait.
If he doesn't get
marked. Vlad. Let's be clear. Okay. You also have to know your limitations.
He grabs the ankle.
So if Mike McDaniel run up in there and get a bap, bap, go to sleep.
Right.
Then you ain't did nothing.
Right.
But not, okay. No. But if he gets a punch off and he hits, I respect
that. He's not going to get a punch off on the reach.
Don't care. I don't care. If he gets him first, he gets a punch off. Come on.
You're saying sucker punches.
No, not sucker punches.
Do you think
Dan
that
Mike Campbell's not going to expect Mike McDaniel to go punch him?
Let me ask you something right now.
So if Dan Campbell gets punched and it's like, and everybody goes, ooh, then Dan Campbell's male ego is going to.
And then he's going to grab Mike McDaniel by the scruff and throw him into a tackle dummy.
Guess what? You attacked first. You hit first.
Isn't that a sucker punch?
It's not a sucker punch.
Let me ask you this. Do you think Mike McDaniel.
Wait. So you think Mike McDaniel. Hold on.
Squared up.
Well, no. I got this. What you're telling me is Mike McDaniel could walk up to Dan Campbell.
I'm not saying that.
Right?
No.
And get a lick in.
Skirmish.
That ain't been sneakily acquired.
Skirmish happens. Hey, get a hold of your team. No, you get a hold of your team. You get a hold of your team. I ain't taking none of this. Blah, blah, blah. A couple cuss words. Boom, boom, boom. Bam. We're not taking that. Snuff him in the face. And then he gets manhandled. But guess what? He was letting you know, we're not soft. We're not taking that. And then he punched him in the face. Now, if he ends up in some Detroit hospital, it's bad. But at least you set the tone.
This is all I could see, right? One little move to the side, because you making it sound like he coming at him like Sugar Ray Leonard or somebody.
I'm not saying he's gonna like Dan Campbell's gonna be leaking oil.
The only way McDaniel could hit him is if he snuck him.
I'm like, how much taller is Dan Campbell than Mike McDaniel? He's got
a foot.
He's gonna have to take him down with a shin kick.
I did forget about that.
He's gonna have to shin kick him.
Oh, no.
And then slap him in the face.
Wait, are you gonna go to swing and we're gonna do like we do our kids?
Dan Campbell's really quite taller than looking at the measurements.
Oh man. We'll take a break here on FM 104.3 WQAM. Back with more after this.
Goosey's galore. Bum.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM.
Goosey's galore.
Wow. My button bar works, Leroy. This is very exciting.
Does that mean we could double team on people?
Goosey!
Wow, this is very exciting.
Goosey! Bum.
Wow.
Bum.
Oh, you're in trouble, Leroy.
Why do I feel like I'm going to be the one to get?
What do you mean? We're good now, baby. We got all the, I mean, I'm going to use these powers for good, of course.
No, you're not.
I'm going to use them for good.
No, you're not.
Goosey's galore.
Wow.
Who's that guy?
Hmm?
Who's that?
Ed's in there and Steph's in there.
Huh?
Ed's in there and Steph's in there.
He got a shirt I've never seen before, and I've been there longer than him.
The Common Odyssey shirt?
The Common Odyssey shirt? The staff yeah. shirt? Do you want one of those? You want me to send you? I got a bunch of Odyssey points to distribute. You want some?
Wait, you gotta distribute Odyssey points?
You don't have to. I just happen to have some.
Oh.
Yeah,
I just have.
The only thing I can afford to get with my Odyssey points is a decoder ring.
I'm like 10 points away from a Bluetooth speaker.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I've been saving up.
Goosey!
Wow.
It's like a kid with a Christmas
This is
story.
So exciting.
Oh, bum.
Ben Johnson.
Bum.
Wow. So exciting. Anyway, the Dolphins yesterday played to a tie. So, you know, they're back at it this week. They'll take on the Detroit Lions. They will have joint practice with Man Campbell. Mike McDaniel will not fight.
Are they
anybody.
Go Wednesday, Thursday, or sure just? About
that? He's not going to fight him, dude.
We sure about that?
Do you think that he's going to go for Dan Campbell? And he goes,
Vlad.
Listen, what?
Don't have your game plan get somebody another grown man ass kicked.
I'm just saying they need to take that. They need to get that moniker. They need to get this nasty narrative that they're soft. They're SAWFT.
But fighting ain't going to fix that.
You know what's going to fix that? Winning in December.
Nah.
That's what's going to fix that.
But
nothing
you know
is
what? You're
nothing,
right.
Nothing is going to happen if they win
but
the training camp fight in August.
You got to set the tone. Listen, you just went against little brother.
You know how they set the tone for me, Vlad?
What's that?
First play of the game, sweep.
So you better run between
as much as you want to fight and all that. That set the tone for me.
He can't help who he is. He can't help who he is. He what? Is.
He's never been this guy, though.
He can't help. Well, I don't know. He likes his toys and he likes his razzle dazzle.
You like your toys and you like razzle dazzle.
I do.
But you'll fight.
But am I going to fight in an August practice, Vlad? I'll be like, hey, see you in December.
You
That's wanted, where I got to win.
You wanted to fight during Tommy's flag football game.
That ref was a bum.
Okay, then. You see what I'm saying?
That ref was a bum. I wanted to fight the bus driver today because it was the first day of school. Oh, my God.
Oh, that's what happened.
It was 8:11 was supposed to be the bus pickup. And then I'm like, hey, you know, because I'm usually leave earlier than that when I come down here. And, you know, my daughter's in eighth grade. There was a bunch. It was like probably 20 kids waiting at the bus stop. And I'm like, all right. She's like, I can handle it, Dad. I can wait for the bus. I'm like, all right, I got you on location. Uh-huh. I'm like, all right, fine. So I go off and I get bloop, bloop. It's 8:18. Bloop, bloop. I'm on the turnpike. Bloop, bloop. No bus. Just getting to Boynton. If I don't go to Boynton, then the next exit's not for a while. I'm like, fine. I'm turning around. I'm going to come get you. I'll drop you off at school. Because by this point, I could drop her off at school. Because at middle school, they don't let them in the school until like, God knows when until tomorrow because we're doing early drop-off. That doesn't start till day two of school. Go figure that one out. What do I need for day two? Give me day one. Anyway, I turn around, and wouldn't you know it, as soon as I get off my exit, going back north.
Bus comes.
Yeah, the bus is here. Awesome. Great, honey. Have a great day at school. This bum bus driver showed up 15 minutes late.
I would fire that bus driver.
Yeah, but there's traffic.
Nah, there was a reason why 8:11. Today is 8:11.
Nothing is supposed to be at 8:11. If it's at 8:11, that's an exact time.
Because of today's the exact date, August 11th, 8:11.
This guy had one job on the first day of school.
That's it. Get the kids at 8:11.
So other than that, how was the trip?
The trip was fine once I got going. I just wasted 20 minutes because I went 10 minutes south and then had to U-ey it back because I thought my daughter was going to be stuck not getting to school. So, you know, that was the only issue. But then, of course, as soon as I got back north, the bus arrived. I'm like, great. Awesome. That's tremendous. I'm glad that I got to see my little tour of the turnpike north, south and north. But tomorrow won't be an issue because tomorrow I can just drop her off early and, you know, she can go do her school activities in the school. you know, this waiting for the bus. Because last year, the bus driver quit middle of the year, and it was like we had the Quinn Ewers of bus drivers after that. He really, he was not reliable. He was taking sacks. He was, like, all over the place. Never knew when he was going to show up. I'm just like, forget this. I need a franchise bus driver. And I'm not shaming bus drivers. I know it's a – look, I've heard the stories. I remember being a kid on a bus. It's a thankless job. They're miserable little bastards. Okay, I get it. But you can't show up 15 minutes late. Like, you got to be on time. I'm sorry. You have to. In the morning? On the first day of school?
Why you call the bus driver the Quinn Ewers of football?
Dude.
The bus driver.
Last year's bus drivers were the starting bus driver just quit. He tapped out in the middle of the school year. And then they had replacement bus drivers, and they were 50-50 to show up. And I just was like, forget it. I'm just taking you to school myself every day. Like, this is ridiculous. You know, it was a coin flip. It was crazy. Cat for Life says even the bus driver from The Simpsons showed up on time. Yeah, Otto. Even if he was high as a kite. Oh my goodness. All right. It is that time, ladies and gentlemen. It is time for Leroy Horde to hand out his game balls and game
bum.
Oh, I'm so excited to have this. Take a break. We're back after this.
Bum, 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 bum. Bum, 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 bum.
This guy's a ball.
Oh, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy on FM 104.3 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Want to let you know one more time. Adam Sandler is coming to the Kaseya Center on September 7th, and we got your chance to win tickets. Just text the word Adam, A-D-A-M, to 20357. Text Adam to 20357. For more info, go to WQAM.com. It's a text contest. Message and data rates may apply. Don't text and drive. Also, tickets are available for purchase at KaseyaCenter.com, Leroy. Leroy.
What's up?
Who is your game ball, and why is it Norman Powell for what he did to Costa Rica?
It's not Norman
Powell. It's not Norman Powell because it was Costa Rica.
Oh, right? Man. Leroy would have given the business to this poor Costa Rican center.
So, my game ball is going to go to Shador. And
good weekend.
Some of these young core. Good weekend. Not even about the numbers, though, but if you watched him, he had command of that offense, right? And I think for everything that people say about him being this or that, it seemed like he had the respect of the guys in the huddle. And that's all you could ask for. Nobody gives a damn what the coaches think. Nobody gives a damn what the owner thinks. Nobody gives a damn what ESPN thinks or we think, right? Those other 10 guys in the huddle, they got to respect you. And from the second he went onto that field, it looked like he had their respect.
He definitely did. Did you also see that he had a word with your old friend?
Yeah.
Tony Grossi.
Tony Grossi been that way for 40 years. You ain't going to change that. Guy been writing negative things about the Browns to the point where they hired him to work for the Browns.
He works for the Browns now?
No, he not anymore. Oh. I don't know if he still does. But every week, man, somebody was going at him.
Don't worry. They're going to blow it. They're going to blow it.
That's him. My game bum.
There you go.
My game bum goes to the Corn Ferry Tour.
Excuse me?
Bum.
So the way golf works is you have these delegations of where what your ranking is, and you have categories.
Okay.
And that gets you into certain tournaments. And as the year goes on, it allows you to maintain your status. There was a guy who the Corn Ferry Tour accidentally gave somebody, put him in the wrong category, and the guy who was supposed to play, they sent home. And they go, our bad.
What?
Yeah, because the guy was too far away to fix it. So the guy that MJ Daffew, I think it is, he gained access to a tournament via incorrect category.
Hold on. What do you mean he was too far to fix it? So, like, the tournament maker was on vacation?
So, the guy that was supposed to get in ended up being an alternate after the guy they put in front of him.
But the guy who was supposed to get in was too far away, or the guy who made the tournament?
The guy who didn't get in at Thursday at 2 o'clock left and drove to Oklahoma.
Unbelievable.
So, they're like, we're going to fix this. I don't know how, because it's all about money list. And if you miss a tournament, you lose out on some of that money.
Jeez.
So, yeah, it's a, like, but here's where it gets complicated. So the guy that qualified, right, he was on a major medical on the PGA Tour. And so he didn't make enough money to keep his PGA Tour card. So what happens is you automatically fall back to your Corn Ferry status.
It sounds like something magical in Iowa.
Yeah, Corn Ferry? Like, what kind of?
We don't go there, son.
That's the name of the tour.
Yeah, it's a weird tour.
Beware of the Corn Fairies. They're out in their crops.
But, so I've never heard anything like this crazy. It happened before. It happened on the women's tour like a couple of years ago. Because you have all these classifications that qualify you for tournaments. So, yeah.
All right.
It's unfortunate, but I'm saying with all that's at stake, right? With all the shots that you still have to hit to qualify and to make money. For the tour, who don't have to get hit a shot, mess it up. That can't happen.
Benny says, I'm so effing lost. What's not to get, dude?
And you see they're spelling Corn Ferry. It's actually K-O-R-N.
Like the band?
F-E-R-R-Y. Yes.
It's named after the band Corn?
I don't know. It's Corn Ferry.
Freaking Elise.
K-O-R-N-F-E-R-R-Y. It's a company.
Oh, okay. I assumed that it was corn like the food, too.
Oh, speaking of companies,
hmm?
Come to find out those objects that are being thrown on the WNBA court is from a Bitcoin company.
So it's all been an ad?
It's all been
an ad. I've seen the guys. There are guys getting arrested over it.
They said that, yeah.
They're getting bailed out by crypto bros?
I don't know, but it all was a form of promotion.
I don't think it worked for
marketing.
Them. I don't think it worked for them because I have no idea who
did it. I mean, the only thing that could market is the Emporium that was next to our own building.
Yeah, I drove by it today. Hard time.
Throw it on a hat. Throw your company on a hat and throw the hat. Why you have to throw that?
Good times on 441.
Oh, man. It's not as live as it used to be.
It's the only place in South Florida where you can get a burger, have Popeyes, KFC, go to a strip club, go to a porno shop, and then maybe see a naked lady crossing the street.
You could have chicken breasts? Chicken wings?
Yeah, where? Yeah, there's a KFC and a Popeyes right across
right
the street.
Right there.
It's true.
Let's not forget that sub shop on the corner. It might not be the cleanest, but that was
Stadium
the
subs?
Steve's Pizza wasn't that bad.
Steve's Pizza is kind of far away from it, though.
No. What about that diner?
Steve's Pizza is on
that diner that I was scared to go into.
Is it now? My bad. Maybe it is.
Yeah.
What was the pizzeria on 441? Was it Tony's?
And
I don't know. I don't think I've ever had pizza over there. The only thing I remember over there is a Little Caesars.
Let's not forget all the gunfire in front of Chili's.
Did you guys see Geno Smith flipping off the Seahawks fan?
Really?
There was a Seahawks fan that brought a sign that read, "Bigger bust, Geno or Jamarcus Russell."
Really?
And then Pete Carroll was asked about the gesture from Geno Smith, who gave double birds to the sign. And Pete Carroll asked the reporter, "Did you see what the sign said? Next question."
See, and And I've said this to you guys before. One of the things I hated about being an athlete, it neutered you, right? And when I say that, I'm like this. You know, if you were to make a sign like that for a regular person, you're going to have to deal with that person. But you know an athlete ain't going to do nothing, so you feel bold, right? You feel you could do whatever because he ain't going to do nothing. He ain't going to respond, right? And so, yeah, that sucks because there's things that people do as fans on the street. What about the guy that punched Myles Garrett in the face?
What could happen to that guy? Didn't he get arrested?
I don't know, but he should have got – if Myles Garrett would have stopped his car and beat him down on the street, we would have had a problem with Myles Garrett.
Yeah, man. That guy did what you want Mike McDaniel to do to Dan Campbell.
Yeah.
He punched the scariest person in the planet.
And guess what?
Do you think he got respect for that?
I guarantee you he
does.
You
think?
I feel like
my friend told
me
that.
You know
what
you got, Vlad? You know what he got?
You got an ass whipping coming.
He got lucky. It don't matter.
He got lucky.
It doesn't matter. Guess what? You do that in front of your team, they're looking at you different.
Telling you as a person that been on one of them teams, if you do something like that and get your ass kicked, we can't respect you.
But if he doesn't get his ass kicked, then what?
Wait.
Okay. Vlad?
I'm just saying.
If Mike McDaniel went and tried to throw hands with his perfect J's and his joggers on, and he went over there to mess with Dan Campbell, and Dan Campbell folded him up and put him in a garbage bag, right?
Mm-hmm.
Going back to your team and said it had to be done, the laughter is going to be ridiculous. They're like, damn, Mike, you got your ass kicked.
But what if he hits Dan Campbell and Dan Campbell's bleeding like from his lips? He's leaking a little oil.
This is what Dan Campbell going to do.
He's leaking a little oil.
No. Hey, wait. This is what Dan Campbell going to do.
But what are you setting the...
It touches his head.
What are you setting this is what I'm asking you. What are you setting the odds at that he makes Mike McDaniel bleed like Drago? Because I'm putting that at plus 10,000.
That's Julian Hill numbers.
There's
for a
no shot. He's doing that.
It's Julian right. Hill. Like, see, Vlad.
It's Julian Hill catching the first time touchdown numbers.
Here's where you're having a problem. You're having a problem with concept versus reality. Right?
No,
The concept is great.
It's all about the concept, Leroy. I know Mike McDaniel would just pick him up like
like the Undertaker?
Like the Lion King or the Undertaker. You know what I'm saying? But the fact of the matter is, even I, who is, you know my team,
mm-hmm.
I'm getting sick and tired of the Miami Dolphin narrative that they're soft. They're not a soft team, okay? Are they a finesse team? Fine. But when the fan base for over the last couple of years of saying they need to get this narrative out,
mm-hmm.
and now the organization knows that they need to get this narrative off them, I think you need to do something, set the tone. I was happy with the performance yesterday because even though, like I said, it was bland and vanilla, they felt a certain way about what happened on Friday.
Yeah, look, Vlad, I don't think you're making a bad point about the Dolphins having to get their respect. In just my eyes, I feel it's impossible.
I just feel at no point in time do I want Mike McDaniel defending my respect.
No, guys. I just feel like you can't earn respect in August. It's the dumbest month.
It's Marcos' birthday. It's his best. It's the best month in the world, according to Frog Boy. But I'm just saying, look, we know December, January is where all that narrative ends. But right now, it's not cold. It's balmy. It's hot. So therefore, to get this narrative out, all right, you played the Bears, and Ben Johnson, everything's physical. He wants to change the whole aura of the Bears, right? He's a rookie coach, mm-hmm. so he can do that. We've done 3 years of Mike McDaniel. We've done fastest, greatest show on surf, right?
Yep.
We've done that.
But the I kind of feel like the damage is done.
The damage is
until
done.
Until he wins, damage until he does done. It, it's not going to be won at a practice.
But the damage of you being soft is not. It's something that has to be wiped away. Like, you can't go with another season starting in September and everybody's like, oh, the Dolphins are soft. Like, you can't do that. You got. It's got to be a point where that narrative has to change. Now, but am I saying is absolute craziness?
Here.
Yes.
So what you're saying is let's just paint this scenario. The Dolphins practice the Lions this week. Okay?
Yes. There's a fight that happens.
And Aiden Hutchinson takes a cheap shot at Devon Achane. You want Mike McDaniel to walk out on that field.
Stop the fight.
And be like, hey, man Campbell, you guys went over the line. Are we here to work or are we here to fight? Because if we're here to fight, you fight me.
Here's the problem, though.
I like that.
And here's what I'm going to tell you. This is where guys like Jordan Brooks come into play.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they getting pushed around, it is up to the players to kind of have that moment to where we ain't getting pushed around no more. And the coaches just kind of sit back and let it happen.
I'm just
Your coach is not in that fight. You are. So if you getting punked out there and you don't return any fire, you don't return any physicality, then that, by definition, is being soft and being bullied.
Rome says, Tobin, this is when you get respect from the players. I don't think he's going to earn Zach Sealer's respect getting his ass kicked.
But if you're willing to get your ass kicked.
Somebody mentioned when Pat Riley...
You guys don't understand athletes.
Yeah.
If you Riley, go out and get your Riley ass kicked too bad, they just gonna make fun of you and have less respect.
Pat Riley was willing to get his ass kicked by
willing.
Shaq.
Yeah, willing.
He didn't fight.
And you want to know what happened? Alonzo Mourning got between him. He says, you're being stupid. But you're being a stupid old man.
I know that, but sometimes you got to be stupid just to show how crazy passionate you are.
But Vlad, it's basketball. Basketball is the hub of everybody getting together,
I want you to
but
know,
somebody pulling you apart.
For the last 2 hours, Leroy's been taking subliminal shots at the NBA calling them soft. I just hope everybody's been noticing
that. I did not.
Subliminally, he's been calling the NBA soft.
I start you off with a story about how Udonis Haslem will handle a situation.
But that's only UD because you got respect for UD and you know him. But everybody else, you're kind of calling the whole NBA soft. Subliminally, I'm just hearing that.
I'll tell you what wasn't soft.
Getting into a huddle and acting like you're going to fight don't give you tough points.
I'll tell you what wasn't soft, Leroy.
What?
Pelle Larsen versus Poland. 32 points.
So we got... Every player on the Heat team is leading their team and scoring.
Balling, dude.
They get here and score 9 points in a damn quarter.
Well, except for Jovic, because Jokic is just he's just putting up all the numbers for Serbia. Bored. It's like, okay, another double-double body.
Can I do it, Mr. Jokic? Can I do it?
No. Must score buckets. Go back to horse. We'll take a break here on FM 104.3. WQM, Tobin and Leroy, we take you up until 2, get you caught up with your headlines. We're back after this.